Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician. Check them out at cropmetcalf.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Jason Bishop on an open line Thursday. You can chime in at 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister lines. Same number if you want to text us on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Standard message. Data charges may apply, and you can tweet us at Junks Radio. Our buddy Rick Snyder wrote a piece about the Nationals, wondering with the trade deadline coming up here in about 3 weeks in Major League Baseball, whether the Nationals will be buyers or sellers. And what he points out is that right now, Nationals get back in action tomorrow. And they've got the three games with the Phillies, they've got two with the Orioles, and then they've got the four games with the NL East leader, the Braves. So 10 games are right there. Then they have a 10-game homestand against the Rockies, Dodgers, and Braves. The last game against the Braves is actually the day of the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's saying is, look, it's been great. This run, the 28-11 run, which has got them in this position where they're a wild card team right now. But it may be fool's gold because they've been playing some inferior opponents. So we'll see what happens here against the better teams. And if they were to fall to like nine back in the division, maybe you do end up being sellers because you're afraid that you're going to lose Rendon. You don't see it?
I don't see it at all. I don't think they're going to be nine back. I still think that they'll be in the mix in the wild card. Maybe not the top wild card spot, but they'll certainly be within, you know, a game and a half of one of those two spots. I can't imagine they're going to sell pieces when they have a legitimate chance at a wild card spot. Remember, yesterday we talked about this. If they are in a one-game playoff with Philly or Milwaukee, whoever, and they can pitch Max Scherzer or Strasse, I mean, you feel pretty good about that, especially if they're playing at home. So I don't think they're going to sell any pieces. They're not going to trade.
Even if they fall back.
I mean, how much are they going to fall back? I don't think they're going to win the division, but I don't think that they are going to fall that far back in the wild card race.
Especially if the starting pitching approximates what it's been for like the last month, month and a half.
Yeah.
If they stay on that track, they're not going to fall back.
Yeah, I don't see them selling off any pieces.
Yeah, Scherzer right now unbeaten in his last nine starts.
Right.
It's been
with
amazing.
With a sub-1 ERA, .84 ERA. You've got Strasburg 6-1 recently.
Yep.
10-4 overall, so they certainly pitching well. And Corbin's last four starts has been, I think, in his last four starts, he's only given
he had
three
that weird
runs.
Like three game stretch where he had kind of lost what he had early in the season, but he seems to have regained it.
And I believe they set up their staff where their rotation, where all three of the big guns are pitching in the Philadelphia series.
Right.
I tend to side with you. I don't think that they would, even if they lost some ground, like let's say they're nine back in the division and fall a couple back of the wild card, I still don't see them selling off parts. He does point out, though, they have 17 players on the roster that are at least 30 years old.
Mm.
So they have an older roster. So if you get to the point where you think, what if it is fool's gold? Like, we don't see it right now. But let's say they end up losing 3 out of 4 to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And they lose 2 out of 3 to Philly. Mm-hmm. Let's give them the 2 against Baltimore, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the homestand where they play Atlanta again, and let's say they lose the series to Atlanta in the homestand, and all of a sudden you are 9 or 10 back.
All right, so you got them tanking to start the second half.
I don't really see that. I said I tend to side with you, but I think there could be a situation where they would say, "Hey, we're actually not that good. Our bullpen is incredibly flawed."
Right?
Is it worth it?
Well, I think that they're going to add to the bullpen.
Is it worth it making a move to bring in a bullpen
Yes.
guy and lose young guys when we maybe need to get a little younger?
Yeah, I think that they would take their shot this year, especially since they probably will lose Rendon in the offseason. Look, if they completely tank to start the second half and, you know, they're four back in the wild card, okay, that's different. I just don't see that happening.
All right,
I don't think Philadelphia is very good. I think they could win that series. We know Baltimore is the worst team in the American League. They should be able to win both of those games. So I could see them winning four of their first five to start the second half and increasing their lead in the wild card. Atlanta, different story. Atlanta's really good. But Atlanta's got to start out on the West Coast in San Diego to start the second half. I'm not sure if they play the Dodgers after that. But, Atlanta's going to lose some games too. But the four-game series against Atlanta is big.
So they got the four-game series. That's on the road against Atlanta. Then the 10-game homestand. Rockies, who are an average team. Dodgers, really good
team.
And then the Braves.
Correct.
All right, let's go to the phones. Open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. David's in College Park. David, you're on with the Junkies.
How you doing, fellas?
What's up, David?
Hey, I want to talk about a kind of odd subject right now. I know we're not really in basketball season, but I want to talk about the Wizards broadcasting situation. I don't know if you followed recently, but recently in March, Steve Buckhan's contract came up, and they didn't decide to renew him, although he's still listed as their broadcaster, and because they weren't sure about the chemistry between him and Carol Lawson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Carol Lawson got offered assistant head coaching job for the Celtics, and she took that. So right now, there's nobody really that's penciled in for that position,
mm-hmm.
so they don't have a lead or an analysis. So what I was wondering is, one, who do you think might – I hope Steve does come back because I'm a big fan of him in the area and stuff like that. And but also, I'm just kind of curious, do you think maybe the team could promote the radio side of, say, Dave Johnson, the Glenn Consor, or have you heard anything about that? I'm just wondering if you guys
– We've heard names that have been thrown out there, like Dan Helly and –
I've heard Consor.
Dave Feldman?
Dave
Feldman, who used to be in this market.
I think about 10 or 12 guys, you know, I'm not saying they're all male, but 10 or 12 auditions.
Right.
They gave 10 or 12 auditions in the last, say, 2 months.
And
I heard it was down to about three people.
Yeah.
But no, I've not heard any names other than
the thing that would
Helly
make the most sense, we've talked about this in the past, just put Buck and Phil back in the spot together.
Yeah,
everybody loved Buck and Phil.
No, that would be great, but they're not going to do that.
It probably won't because they want to move in a different direction, obviously, and they did that with Carol Lawson.
But it's interesting that they have not officially named somebody. That's weird.
Buck's still in the mix. Like, I don't think he is ruled out, right?
I guess he's not ruled out.
As far as right now, that he's still listed as their lead broadcaster. You know, so like I said, I enjoyed it. I've met him. He's a great guy and plays great passion. I've known him since he was at Fox 5 and stuff like that. And so so I really hope he does get to come back and go out on his own terms. But I was just kind of curious. I really enjoy the radio broadcast as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave does a good job with that. And so him and Consor have a good rapport. So, but I would be interested in those guys you mentioned, like Dan Helly, you know, Feldman. They'd be great guys too.
Right.
Like I said, I'm a really big basketball fan, so I'm kind of curious about that. So but anyway, I enjoyed the show, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, David. Yeah, the Buck's in a weird sort of limbo with his employers right now. He's still under contract, but pretty much not, certainly not guaranteed to come back. But I would guess with the void that's there now.
I like your idea, Cakes. Buck and Phil back together.
Just bring the band back together. All they did was entertain Wizards fans for 20 plus years when the team has just been in the dumps for most of that 20 years.
And let me say this about Dave Johnson, who does the radio play-by-play with Glenn Consor. He's amazing at his job.
Of course he is.
He does the radio party where he sneaks in tweets.
Love checking into the radio
party.
I've played
the game before and just he'll weave it in where he's describing the game, which is really fast to describe a basketball game. And then he'll say, oh, Drab checking in from Aldi. Just moved into his new townhouse.
You've checked into the radio party too.
Yeah. What about what analysts are they going to realistically pick though?
Don't know.
I think Drew Gooden is in the mix.
Drew Gooden is the obvious choice.
Is it? Okay.
Because it seemed like they were grooming him last year.
Yeah, you're right. But I could see that.
But it could also be, look, at NBC Sports Washington.
They could give it to Helly.
Yeah, and at NBC Sports Washington, they've had a lot of people who are really good at what they do who aren't necessarily on the game broadcast but have been around it, like Tony Massenburg is excellent. Christy Winter-Scott is really good. So, I mean, they could always pluck talent that they've used on kind of like their studio shows and put them onto the game broadcast.
I just think they're going to go younger and cheaper, and Buck's not going to do it for a cheaper deal.
Right.
I mean, he's not going to do it for pennies. He's been doing it too long.
He's been doing it forever, and he's great at his job. Yeah. And all people like to do is watch him call games. And unfortunately, it looks like he probably won't be doing that this fall and winter. What?
Why isn't Pedro in the mix?
I have no idea. He should throw his hat in there. Why not?
Well, I'm sure he'd want to, but I'm not sure that
I'm sure he would want to as
well. Did he even inquire about an audition?
I don't know.
I have to ask him that.
I don't know these questions you're asking.
But I'm pretty confident he would be cheaper and younger.
He's definitely cheaper. We know
and
that.
Younger.
Yeah. But I think it's weird that they have not named somebody yet. I mean, what are they waiting for?
Well, it's the same thing with the Wizards GM search.
I know.
It's long and methodical.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Right.
I'm just going to say it. Tommy Shepard's the GM.
It's looking more and more that way.
He's the new GM.
He has the gig for this year plus, and we'll see how it works out.
Yeah, it's no more interim.
Doesn't seem that way. 800-636-1067 is the number on an open line Thursday. Let's go to one of our affiliates, Richmond, and check in with Brendan. What's up, Brendan? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
By the way, we'll be in Richmond July 30th and 31st. For Redskins training camp, and we may actually have an appearance, which we'll announce shortly.
Ooh, look at that! What's up, Brendan?
I'm looking forward to it. So I'm a diehard Skins fan, kind of a Wizards fan, and not a Nationals fan. But it seems like the Redskins get the worst kind of reputation in the city. But if you think about it, if the Lerners do not re-sign Rendon and do not get anything for him, like they did with Harper. Mm-hmm. And then what a mess the Wizards are and the contract for Wall is. Snyder's probably the best owner outside the Capitals in the city, and he gets the worst rap for it.
It's hard to paint Dan Snyder as a good owner. I don't know why you would die on that mountain.
He pays people, but he's certainly not the best owner.
Well, guys, think about all of the grief that they got for Kirk Cousins. And the Nationals just did the same thing with Bryce Harper. Not re-signing him, not getting anything for him. Who was a bigger commodity, Bryce Harper or Kirk Cousins? One was a third-round draft pick. The other one was the first pick in the draft and thought of to be, you know, possibly the best baseball player outside Trout in the majors.
It comes down to it, don't you look at wins and losses and – the Lerners, you can
when,
say they
when
lost
Bryce
the
Harper
star
won the
in,
MVP.
They lost a star in Bryce Harper, but they still put out a team that consistently competes for a playoff spot.
Guys, when Bryce Harper won the MVP at the age he won it at, mm-hmm. at the draft selection that he was, everybody thought outside of Trout he could be the best. No, he's been disappointing since then, but they let him go for nothing, and the Lerners don't get nearly the grief that the Redskins and Snyder get
Of the track record.
I think they get grief, but it's not the grief that Snyder and Bruce Allen get.
So imagine if they do the same with Rendon.
They'll get criticized, no doubt. They'll absolutely get criticized. But what if they get to the playoffs this year?
As a DC sports fan, that's the only thing that's frustrating is that being a Redskins fan and the grief that they get compared to the other teams.
Yeah, but Brandon, you're a Redskins fan. You can't tell me you like the owner. You can't tell me that.
No, I don't. I don't. But a lot of the moves that they've made, a lot of the drafts that they've had, I just feel like they get way more grief than they deserve for the actual things that they've done the last few years, the last 5 years. I mean, they've had historically unhealthy seasons. I wish we could have seen what this roster could have done the last couple of years if healthy. Now, is the front office a little bit of a disaster as far as
the
public relations? Of course. But I'm just saying draft classes, acquisitions. I mean, if Cousins
spends the rest of his life in mediocrity with the Vikings or wherever he goes, then they're going to look back and look like they were smart for not paying him $30 million for an average quarterback.
They drafted RG3. They gave 100 draft picks away for him, and he turned out to be garbage. I mean, come on. It's not like all their drafts have been stellar.
I agree with the RG3 thing.
And the Rendon thing, yes, it's going to rub a lot of Nats fans the wrong way. Let's see what happens.
But just imagine if they let him go and don't get a thing 2 years in a row.
Okay, but they can't trade him.
Thanks,
they
Brendan.
They can't trade him when they're a half game up in the top wild card spot.
Right.
You can't sell off pieces right now.
They're in buyer mode.
You can sell off some smaller pieces to get one or two bigger pieces
right.
at the deadline, but you're not going to sell Rendon now. You're not going to sell Kendrick or Eaton, not when you're in the wild card hunt.
For some reason, he wants to rank Daniel Snyder as a better owner than the Lerners.
And
sure, you can find some things that the Redskins have done right. We just had Chris Russell on the show yesterday.
Sell, sell, sell.
And this is not a big story in terms of on the field, but he said 40 people on the staff have left recently.
Every time you see a ranking of owners across all sports, Dan Snyder is usually in the top five of worst owners of all the sports on the planet. He's a universally reviled owner.
Yes, correct.
I don't know how you could be in that guy's corner. I just don't understand it.
It would suck if the Nationals lost Rendon the year after they lost Bryce Harper. But again, the Lerners have put a team together with Mike Rizzo, the GM, that competes year in and year out, that has a chance to win.
Yep.
The Redskins, throughout the course of Daniel Snyder's tenure, all right, they've been mediocre the last couple of years. But they've been like a 400 team.
Correct.
For 20 years.
Yeah, look, we all
disagree.
Like
every 4 or 5 years, they make it into the
playoffs. We all disagree with Brendan from Richmond. Thank you for calling.
He's very nice, but we disagree.
800-636-1067 is the number on an open line Thursday. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, 7:45, give you a chance to win some Nats tickets. We do it every morning at that time, courtesy of PenFed Credit Union.
Are we doing the blackjack game for the Nats tickets?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do the blackjack game.
Drabby,
cards?
Can we do that?
What game?
Are we going to do the blackjack
Junkies
game for the
blackjack.
Nats? Or are we just going to do caller 10?
No.
We're doing caller 10
He's
for that?
Shooting it
just
down.
For Nats tickets?
Yeah.
The blackjack thing takes way too much time.
Oh, it'll
How
take
do you
two
know?
Seconds.
We've never done it. It
That's
might take
right.
one
let,
minute.
Let him run the show.
You know what?
That's
He's
fine.
Flexing his assistant to the program director muscles over there.
Let's
that's
just do caller 10 because that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
We got a whole game built in later in the show. We got a million prizes today, Rick.
Okay. Well, we can do one blackjack game.
Well, maybe we'll do that for the Real Madrid
tickets.
Yeah,
soccer kids give away Real Madrid tickets.
All it says is game for Real Madrid versus Arsenal. That's all I see.
Hey. You want to do blackjack? We can do blackjack.
No, it's fine. I'm not willing to fight over it. Got other things to worry about.
You're over it.
800-636-1067 is the number. Open line Thursday.
So the viral video that everybody checked out yesterday was Bagel Guy, and we need to play the audio, which is going to have a lot of beeps.
Yeah. He's a very angry guy. He's an angry, short fella.
All right. I know nothing about this. Explain.
He's not the bagel man that you talked about like 20 years ago. Remember the video that you talked about? Maybe or pizza guy?
Pizza guy video you were obsessed with. I think it was the first viral video. Like you were selling it hard.
Explain.
I can't remember.
Pizza guy. Who's pizza guy?
I can't remember the pizza guy video.
I just remember 20 years ago you were obsessed with something.
You guys
got to
watch this video.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wow, we're that old that you've forgotten.
Yeah.
I guess we've all forgotten. But anyway, bagel guy shows up to a bagel shop and he starts going off on the staff.
Is this local?
Long Island.
Okay.
What initially triggered him? What was the how did the fuse get lit with him? I can't quite under. I think I came in a bit late on that.
And you wouldn't respect him because he's shorter than Megan Rapinoe.
Or Rapinoe.
Right.
All right. So I'm pulling it up right now. All right.
Here, well, we'll play the audio.
You going to run the audio?
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? I'm not scared of you, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, too.
You shut the
up. Go ahead and attack me, Vic.
Oh, my God.
By the way, the 5-footer ends up getting covered by a guy. Like, completely covered and smothered by a guy.
Well, the guy looks like he's 7 feet tall because he's standing next to the shortest guy in the building.
Yeah.
Who just, is tired of the short, angry guy's nonsense. He just tackles him right in front of the bagel display.
What do you do, though, when you're around that?
Just somebody ranting and raving?
Have you been in situations where people are arguing or fighting around you that could erupt into something greater?
Generally, no. I would be reluctant, unless it's like a parent like victimizing a 3-year-old kid. I'd be reluctant to step in.
I mean, the guy literally is 4 feet tall.
Yeah,
he's tiny. Yeah, it's clearly years of people joning, or dating sites.
The joning's built up
like
inside.
Comments on dating sites. I guess he must be on like Match.com or whatever. And, you know, he gets no hits. He gets no swipes. People leave rude comments about his height. And it's all been building up. And it exploded in the bagel shop yesterday.
So I'm guessing this is just a guess, that maybe he saw the woman behind the counter smirking at him.
She was probably like taking a picture or joning. And she heard the joning.
The bagel guy.
So he heard the joning.
Yeah.
And he got set off.
Exactly.
They said that guy was treating all the employees like trash. Yeah. I think he just went in there and was rude to them.
So he just went in and just
had
an agenda.
Yes, he was having a bad day.
Okay.
And then the customers said,
they were tired of it.
Like, what is your problem?
Yeah, they were tired of it.
Don't talk to the employees that way.
Right.
And then he just went crazy.
And then the one guy intervenes and just tackles them and smothers them.
He looked like Shaq compared to this guy.
It's not the people at the bagel boss's problem that he's 5 feet tall and just gets joned on all the time.
Doesn't he kind of look like Rom a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
He looks like somebody.
He's taller than Rom, though.
See, now Rom's salty.
By the way, I haven't heard from Rom in months because ICPT is literally in the tank.
Right.
It was down to $74 yesterday.
Right.
He's losing hundreds of thousands.
He's losing his arse. Yeah.
That's why he never reaches out, doesn't call.
He was in Atlanta.
No, I didn't know.
Don't buy.
I just know what ICPT's doing. And everyone who bought it at 100, 115, whatever.
Yeah, they're salty.
Whatever he did, he's getting his ass kicked.
They're salty like the bagels, a bagel boss.
But I think to answer your question, it would depend on what your mood was at the time. If you were kind of salty, having a bad day, and then this happened and you saw this guy yelling at everybody, just causing a scene, you'd probably step in and say, hey, shut the F up.
I think you just have to assess the situation.
Or you could just take out your camera and record it.
Right,
you can do that.
People did.
And post it, and then it'll be on national news tonight.
I was at the outside. We never actually went inside based on what was happening outside in the parking lot of the Olive Garden in Bowie,
right,
at the Bowie Town Center. And my family of 5 plus my mom, making 6, was about to go to the Olive Garden, and there was, I don't know if it was a husband and wife,
right,
a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, arguing really loud in the parking lot, almost like bordering on, it wasn't domestic violence because there wasn't hitting,
mm-hmm,
but it was intense.
But you could see it getting there.
And what happened was there was one or two people that kind of walked over to make sure that it didn't turn into domestic violence, and I kind of walked over there for a little while, and my daughter got spooked, and we ended up leaving, and that couple, it looked like it might turn violent, and my whole thing is, if they were in the car, I probably wouldn't have touched it.
What
And I ultimately, I didn't like get physically in between them.
Yeah.
But people kind of got around them so that they knew that they couldn't get it, take it further. Yeah. And eventually, the woman got in the car and they drove off. Actually, I think the woman got in the car in the front seat driving and he got in the back seat or something. So they weren't even in the same row.
So they drove off together.
But it's hard because you never know if somebody has a gun. Like,
A gun, a knife, they can have anything. You don't know. You don't know what this person's capable of. You don't know what they're carrying with them. Try to avoid that confrontation whenever possible.
You gave him some attention dollars, and look who has surfaced.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was hoping he would call. Rami Bear?
You were hoping he would call?
Well, I want to find out what's going on with him and ICPT.
Oh.
Well, that's all I got left in my life is attention dollars because the real dollar is going down the toilet.
Yeah. Are you calling from underwater at this point? Lost city
literally underwater.
I was almost surprised. I just want our toilet golf water with us because it was Farley and Cakes and me.
Are you despondent over the recent tanking of? I mean,
there's no reason for it either, Jason. Like everything's.
I don't understand it. I don't follow it. You follow it more. I just know I'm losing my butt too.
I know every single detail of every single aspect of this company, and everything's supposed to be good. But you know what? It's probably tainted because we're in it.
Uh-huh.
If me and you sell, it's going to skyrocket. It's going to be bought out.
I thought about selling it all. I thought about selling it all yesterday and just taking my loss at a couple $1,000 or whatever it is.
Don't buy.
Right.
But I think you're right. I think if I sold it, it would go up to 120 again.
What's
so
the history of Rahm's investment in ICPT?
Well, I mean, it all started when he was day trading it. I mean, he talked about it, so I followed it.
It's actually my fault because he knew nothing about the company until I brought it up on the air.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, my whole dream was to, when it does get bought out for $300-$400 a share, mm-hmm. I call in and bring back Rahm Insurance and buy your friendship back with the funds.
But that's never going to happen.
That's never happening.
Yeah.
It will happen. It's just going to work. You know what? It's kind of like a fine wine. It just takes, what's a cliche? I'm messing up the cliche. My mind is botched.
Rahm, I don't
know. He sounds depressed.
I don't know the lingo, but did you borrow money to invest?
Yeah, it was on margin. Let's put it this way. Rahm Millionaire is right now based on that's how much I'm borrowing.
Yeah.
So, right. So I'm pretty heavily leveraged.
You're down six figures, right?
Not down six figures. I'm borrowing seven figures. Yeah. It's complicated. Don't worry about the details.
You don't even want to know the math.
He's the big short.
I'm on the wrong side of the big short right now.
Does your wife know how much you're in for?
She knows. She knows. What's funny about my wife? She's the only shining light in my life. You mentioned I was in Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Get this. I can't play blackjack there, but first night there, we were there last weekend.
Uh-huh.
First night, I'm up what I thought was 30K.
Uh-huh.
Blind luck, betting big, being stupid. And then I, of course, Rahm it off the next two nights, 20K. So I think, this is what happens. I actually think I'm up 22K, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I donk off 19K. So I'm only up 3K. So I'm distraught, bitter, whatever. The last day, she kind of shows me what she did.
Right.
And it's actually smart. I wish she could do this in the stock market with me, too. But she actually stole chips from me during my drunken slurs the first night.
Right.
So I actually ended up, she actually saved me like 10K of donk off of Rahming. And so I finally, I left up 10K.
I save us 10,000 rubles.
So
I wish she could do that.
Blackjack there?
Right.
You can't even play blackjack there?
I got banned at Maryland Live, there you have a relationship with Maryland Live.
He's
so when I got banned from Maryland Live,
banned on every continent,
so what
every
were you
island
playing?
in the world.
What game were you playing?
Baccarat.
Baccarat. All right. Nice. Yeah.
By the way, I love how
with Meek Mills.
Meek Mills.
I love how Rahm coined the phrase "roming" as a verb now.
Yeah, roming. Yeah, Rahm's his money away.
To lose something.
Yeah, exactly. It works.
I got some ADs from Meek Mill. I told him I'm pack. I got a less than a Heath Schuler in the pants. His girlfriend got sized for that.
Oh, really? Oh, she
so got some ADs.
Did she laugh when you? She understood that.
Yeah, I mean his whole entourage laughed.
Oh, really? That is funny.
I pocketed some ADs there while I'm reaping my profit before I dunked it off and rommed it off.
Well, I'm hoping it turns around for us.
I'm down and out right now. But ICPT, I mark my words today, July, whatever it is, will be over 250 by next year.
Oh, no chance.
And then I'll call back. I'll call back. You know what? This is what life is. You go down to the bottom before you start climbing up. I'm going to write my book.
Rob, it has a better chance of being $2.50 than it does $250 per share.
Well, you can say that. You know what the title of my book is? It's going to be Chasing Rocky Bottom. It's going to have a positive, positive last chapter with ICPT and me and Jason running off in the sunset with Rom Insurance Incorporated, newly funded by the ICPT, which Jason actually brought me to, ironically.
Yeah.
All the Rom Insurance, I paid you, Jason, for friendship in the past.
Very ironic.
Tenfold.
My fault. I know. I apologize. Right. I did that to you.
And then I'll be back. I'll be Romney present on the show again every day calling in. It'll be the Rom's Day, game show, Rom Day. And it's just, I'll have all the money to buy all your friendships. But right now, he's out of breath.
He's running out of breath.
Do you understand how much Rom has weaseled his way into our lives?
Right.
That when I went to Atlantic City last week, drove my kids to Warped Tour. My wife asked me if I played Paradise City by Guns N' Roses when I was driving into Atlantic City, because Rom used to do it whenever he made his trips to Atlantic City.
Correct.
And I said, no, I didn't do that.
What is that, Route 40? What is that road called?
You could take Route 40, but I always take the cut through.
Oh, yeah, the cut through.
Through Runmead, the worst town in New Jersey.
Right, it puts you on the
Atlantic City Expressway.
Right, and there's a sign that says, welcome to Atlantic City,
yeah,
and that's when
yeah,
you would play
right.
the song.
Only the numbers take Route 40. Come on, Jason, you're better than that.
It's been a while.
You better.
I haven't been up there in so many years.
Coming up next, your chance to win some Nationals tickets right here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Junkies Blackjack got vetoed by Drab, so we're playing the caller 10 game.
Oh, fuck Drab.
800-636-1067, 10th caller. You're going to get the ticket to see the Nationals take on Colorado July 23rd at Nats Park. 106.7 The Fan and PenFed Credit Union. Taking you out to the ball game all season long, courtesy of PenFed Credit Union. Details at thefandc.com/contest.
Jason, here's your problem. You picked the wrong casino game to play.
Uh-huh.
If you had said it was Junkies Roulette, which Drab T-shirt's a huge fan of, he's probably going to let it slide through. But he's not the biggest fan of blackjack.
Okay.
Hence, he puts his foot down.
Like I said, I don't care that much about it, so I'm not going to worry about
it. He loves roulette. I don't understand why. Roulette is probably the worst game on the casino floor. It stinks. I don't know why he loves it so much. I'll never, ever play it again.
I thought this was interesting. So James Ennis, who in the NBA world is a hack.
Right.
I mean, he's probably played on 10 different teams.
He's a journeyman.
He's bounced around from the NBA to overseas. I don't know, maybe the G League.
Here's exactly what he is. He is the guy, when you're doing a daily fantasy basketball sweat, where you load up on Harden and try to jam Westbrook into your lineup,
right?
You have to play like James Ennis.
Because he's cheap.
Because he's dirt cheap, and maybe you get
stats. 6 points out of him.
Maybe you get 6 points and like five boards, and he drains a three or two.
I'd be surprised if he even averaged his 6 points for his career.
Right.
But anyway, so he was with Houston last year, and he got traded to Philly. And Philly re-signed him because they just need bodies.
Right.
They signed him to a two-year deal, $4.1 million. So he's making $2 million a year.
Okay.
All right. He's averaging, $2
Which is an
a game.
NBA, you're a pauper.
Correct.
If you're making $2 million in the NBA, you are like the 10th or 11th guy on the roster.
Correct. So anyway, so he was, I guess he was asked about, you know, how good the Sixers are going to be. A lot of people think the Sixers can win the East because they added Al Horford. They re-signed Harris. Mm-hmm. They did lose Redick.
I think that's going to be lose Redick to the Pelicans.
I think that's going to be a big loss for them. But they're very good. And he said, well, basically, you know, this isn't a quote, but he basically said since Kawhi went to the Clippers and he's out of the Eastern Conference,
right?
He said that the Sixers are going to walk to the NBA Finals.
Oh, really?
That's what he said.
He said it's basically a guarantee that they're in the finals.
And I'm like, why would you say
that's
that?
That's just dumb.
I mean,
this is
why
dumb.
Would you? I mean, not that other players really even pay attention, but you're just putting more pressure on your team. You know, it's one thing if Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid says it, but no one knows who James Ennis is.
No. Can't take him seriously.
But he said, yeah, we're just going to walk to the NBA Finals.
Right.
Even though he did say that the Eastern Conference is wide open. But I thought that was interesting that a hack like James Ennis said that. Oh, man. These people just don't think about what they say.
Yeah, they don't think of the ramifications, the repercussions that are going to come. Because you think the guys in the Bucks roster aren't seeing that? That doesn't fuel them a little bit more?
They probably look at it and go, who's James
Ennis?
Yeah,
I mean, come on. Guy's been on 12 teams.
I mean, he's a nothing.
They may, though, be actually the favorite in the East.
No, I think they probably are, but, you know, not by much.
Them are the Bucks.
I mean, they're not the Warriors of 2 years ago.
No.
I mean, I think it's, you know, it's not as wide open as the West, but, you know, I'd say the Sixers, the Bucks, there's three or four teams that are probably pretty equal in the East.
You know, I do think that the NBA does it right with the free agency, and it's exciting seeing all of this player movement, like mm-hmm. superstars moving. And in basketball, because it's only five guys on the court, you move a superstar, it completely changes the trajectory of your team. But the downside is now you got to wait months for the games to start.
Yeah, well.
Like you almost wish it would just start.
Yeah, I'm just NBA is just kind of off my radar.
Like on these new teams.
Yeah, it's just kind of off my radar until around Christmas, because I'm just so into the college football season, the NFL season, which by the way can't get here soon enough. But I'm just NBA. I'm not even paying attention really until Christmas.
Yeah, you're not dialed in.
Yeah.
Anytime soon on.
Let
that.
Me guess. I just can't college get into football. It. Alabama and Clemson are going to be the top teams.
I would assume. Your preseason
Clemson,
top
Clemson, Bama, Georgia, right, and Oklahoma. But, yeah, it'll be here soon. July should fly by.
Well, it will be interesting to see, though, how the Nationals continue here after the All-Star break. Hopefully Rendon is healed up. Scherzer's healed up. They continue to roll.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that going into the fall.
You know, I was thinking about, we were talking about the bagel guy on that video.
Right.
That went viral. That everyone has seen.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video of the white guy in San Francisco not allowing the black guy to get into the building? He was waiting. The black guy was waiting for a friend.
I think I saw a little blurb about it. I think the white dude is like a YouTube employee. I think he works for YouTube.
Okay, all right. And then the black guy, apparently, he works for some software company.
Right.
Right. But the white guy was afraid that the black guy was going to go into the building and that he didn't live there and
right.
he was there for no, you know, up to no good and didn't know anybody in the building. But he kept saying to the white guy, I'm just waiting for my friend who lives in the building.
Right.
And the white guy's kid is going, daddy, let's leave. It's not worth it. And the black guy's continuing to record with his phone. Right. And the white guy just would not. And then he calls the police. The white guy calls the police with the black guy recording the white guy calling the police on his phone.
Thinking it's a trespasser, but he's
thinking it's trespasser.
Actually legitimately there.
Right. And I'm just thinking to myself, man, everyone knows who you are now.
Right.
And immediately when that phone comes out,
yep.
I'm out. I don't want to be on any recording.
No, you don't.
Because it's on the national news. It's yep. gone viral. Everyone knows who he is. I mean, his boss knows. I wonder if he's going to even keep his job because of all the negative PR. I mean, it's a tough video to watch. It really is. But this guy, everyone knows who the guy is now. His name's Chris, like, Kokur or something like that.
Yeah, Christopher Kukor.
Everyone knows who Christopher Kukor is.
Yeah.
Because of that video.
Well, viral videos change. It's still amazing to me that you don't remember the pizza guy video. I think it's coming back to me. Was it a pizza delivery guy that got run over by, like, a train or a truck?
Something along those lines.
You were obsessed with it, like, two decades ago.
Did I think it was real?
I don't remember.
Was it a real video or was it a fake video?
I think it was a real video.
The only pizza guy I ever talk about is Drew from Ocean City, who was hung like a werewolf.
I believe that.
Hey, is the pizza hanging tonight?
The stories were running. Wasn't the story with him that he had like some sort of elephantitis or some sort of like affliction like that?
Right. I think listeners sent us some pictures via Junk's Radio.
Yeah.
Where like he's famous for that.
Yeah, he's just a famous
guy. Like taking pictures with him and his bulge.
I mean, seriously, when someone brings out a phone and starts, even when my daughters do it, I don't even want to be on that.
Right. Yeah, you just don't want to be recorded. I'm with you.
I don't ever want to be recorded.
Kind of with
you. Even though you are recorded 4 hours a day.
Yeah, true. But I don't want to be on any phone because I don't want to be on any viral video.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, this guy, I mean, his life has completely changed because of that. And I get it. He was fearful.
Yeah.
Because he said his dad was murdered by a trespasser.
Right.
All right. We didn't know that when the video came out.
And the African-American guy that was involved in this,
he's
a software engineer at... I can't believe that Google hasn't put this site out of business. Dictionary.com.
Right.
Like, who goes to dictionary.com?
If you want to look up the definition of something.
Yeah, that's what Google's for.
Right? Okay, but Google might kick you to dictionary.com.
Maybe they do. Maybe that's where you get redirected. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm a Google guy.
Yeah.
But you might be right. Maybe they kick you to dictionary.com. But it's the video is just tough to watch.
Yeah.
Especially since the white guy's kid is begging the dad to leave.
Right.
He's like, Dad, it's not worth it. He's probably like 6, 7 years old. He starts to cry. You feel horrible.
Look, I videoed Chris Farley yesterday during one of his shots while we were teeing up at Laytonville. He probably didn't want me to put it online, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a good shot by him.
Quite a good one.
One of the few of the day.
That was the one of 125.
Well, I mean, look, I'm in the same boat with Chris Farley. Yeah. We don't belong anywhere near a golf course. He should be selling shoes to people at Pacers, and I should be seeing flops at MGM National Harbor.
You're joining my move to find him balls by going in the woods. My favorite Chris Farley move is he putts so fast, and he just gets rushed, and he follows the putt while it's moving.
Right.
And then on occasion... we'll hit it before it stops.
By the way, the only reason I had the kind of shady 109 is because on one of the holes, I can't remember what it was, I chipped in for an 8.
Did you really?
Wow. Chipped in from like 35 feet.
Right. But would have been an 11 or 12.
I was at the point where I just took one practice swing and chipped it. I didn't care. I was in I don't give an F mode.
What was the most amount of putts by one player on one hole?
I'm sure it was me.
Was it 5?
No. I think I maxed out.
You definitely had a 4-putt.
I don't think I had a 4-putt. I had multiple 3-putts.
Really?
I think most of my putts were 3-putts.
3-putts are the worst.
Yeah.
Farley might have had a 4-putt.
Maybe. It was not a great display of golf yesterday. Trust me.
Oh, I know.
It's not going down to the record books.
Your cart shot a 236.
My cart. Me and Chris Farley.
Yeah. They shot a 236.
Yeah. Had we paid for it? We would have gotten our money's worth for the round.
Just ponder that number, people.
It's a big number.
That's
he
236.
Plays once a year.
I know.
It's takes actually the back nine shot of 51.
I'm impressed that you actually posted.
I showed up.
I can't believe you actually posted
now,
to play
golf. I will
golf.
Say that when John the Stranger peeled off at the turn.
You thought about it.
I strongly considered
it. Yeah, you should have.
But I said, you know what? This is the last round I'm going to play in 2019. I might as well play the entire round.
And it's so 5 minutes from your house.
And it's 5 minutes from my house. If I were in Virginia and had to go on the death loop beltway, I would have peeled off at the turn.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show on an Open Line Thursday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.